Erevin, Paragvav, Mishnah Beis. There's something missing in this Mishnah, Rav explains, and there is a machlokus that's not mentioned, that is a tzaduki, a Sadducee. They would only believe in the Torah Shebichsav. So the Chum held that he's a din of a goy, and Rav Gamliel held that he's not like a goy. And now the Mishnah continues. There's a ma'aseh with a tzaduki that used to live with us in a mavoi in Yerushalayim. This is Rabbi Gamliel after the Churban. And he's talking about that there was a tzaduki that used to live with them in Yerushalayim. Va'amar lanu Abba, and his father, who was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he said, Maharu v'otziu es kol hakelim l'mavoi atshalo yotzi v'yasor aleichem. He said to go and bring out all the kelim into the mavoi before this tzaduki assers it on them. So the case was basically that the tzaduki was mevatel his rishus. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, as told over by his son, the story was that he quickly, when he heard that the tzaduki was mevatel his chelik in the rishus, which by the way, we know only a Jew can do, because a non-Jew has to rent his rishus. So that's the proof that he has a din of a Jew. That's the proof that Rabbi Gamliel was bringing. But anyway, as far as the story itself, because this tzaduki was mevatel's rishus, he quickly wanted the other people to put their stuff and be machzik and show the use of the mavoi. So this way, because once you're machzik in it and you show your bailus over the mavoi, he can no longer renege on his bittel. If these people didn't run out and put all their kalim into the mavoi, so the tzaduki could just take it back. But once they show like a chazaka in the area, he can't renege on his bittel. When it comes to schirus, though, you can't go back on schirus. So you wouldn't need to put all this stuff in the chatzar. Because it's almost like a kinyan that goes on by schirus. But when it comes to bittel, it's easy come, easy go. So you have to go and do some kaipa chazaka that he can't go and renege. So the other people would quickly put their stuff there. But that shows that he has a din of a Jew. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Beloshen Acher. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not what happened. What really happened is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Maru v'alsu tzarcheihem b'mavoi, ad shalo yotzi v'yasar aleichem. Go do all of your needs. Not to take out your kalim there. Rather, go do your needs before Shabbos in the mavoi. Go do what you need to do, because on Shabbos, we're not going to be able to use the mavoi at all. Ad shalo yotzi means until the day goes out and it's Shabbos v'yasar aleichem. And he's going to asar it on you because now it's going to be Shabbos. So Adarabi, you see from there that he has the din of a non-Jew. And if he's not soicher to you, there's nothing you could do. So that's why he said to go do whatever you need to do before Shabbos. It's just the lashon is different. Also tzarcheichem b'mavoi, as opposed to the way Rav Gamliel told it over v'hotziu es kol hakelim. So how the story was presented is going to show and be a raya to what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel held as far as the tzaduki, whether he's a din of a non-Jew or a Jew.